Okay, so I was not someone, I'm feeling sort of outclassed here, because I was not someone who had a whole lot of struggle in my life. My parents had good jobs, and I was born here in the city, and my parents decided that they wanted to move somewhere with potentially better schools, and so they packed us all up and moved us all out to Columbia. And so that's where we lived in, you know, in Jim Rouse's utopia for most of my childhood. And then they decided that was getting a little too packed. And so then we moved way out in the country in western Howard County, where I was typically one of one, possibly two black kids in the entire class. So that was always interesting. But I was always good at school, got good grades, mostly because I was a bookish little nerd. Don't let the Mohawk fool you. And that was not an issue. One of the things that I did, mostly because I'm very, very introverted, is my parents thought that it would be good for me to take performing classes of varying sorts. And so I took ballet. Yeah, I know. I took ballet. I didn't used to look like this. I took ballet for like 15 years and did some acting and so on. And then I decided that I was not going to make a career out of that. At 16 years old, I was very practical. I am not going to make a career out of this. I'm going to do something else. And so I took a break to go to college, where I did a couple of shows, but that was about it. And then I went to grad school, and then I spent the next several years as a clinical psychologist. So fast forward to 7 years ago now, and the only place that I had performed anywhere in the last 15 years was doing karaoke. And a buddy of mine that I did karaoke with came to me at his birthday party when we were both completely wasted and said, "Hey, guess what I found out? Mo Dutterer called me and told me that his theater company got the first license in the state of Maryland to do Avenue Q, beat out Toby's, beat out everybody. It's really cool. And so in the fall, they're going to do that, and you have to audition with me." And like I said, I was completely wasted. And I said, "Yeah, let's do that." Absolutely. Yeah, let's do that. So fast forward to like close to Thanksgiving, and he comes to me and says, "So auditions are next week. What are you doing? Auditions for what? Avenue Q, you said that you were going to audition with me." I said, "That when?" "At my birthday party." "Jim, I was drunk. You can't hold me to that." Well, he decided he was going to hold me to that. So I said, "Okay, fine, I'll go out, I'll audition, we'll see what would happen." And I went out and I auditioned, and I got called back. And I said, "Oh, okay, so I'll go to callbacks. I won't get cast, it'll be fine." And I got cast as Lucy the Slut. Anybody seen Avenue Q? Okay. So the thing that you need to understand about Avenue Q is that it's not just acting, it's puppetry. And so on my hand over here is a busty, blonde, barely dressed puppet whose name is Lucy the Slut. This is her last name. And so this is my first reintroduction to performing. And I sort of picked it up as an addiction thereafter and have kept it up since then, along with my normal job. Okay, so turns out this is something I'm actually really good at, strangely, given the whole introversion thing. So, okay, cool, that's fine. We're gonna stick with that. And, you know, auditioning is terrible. You go out and you stand in front of a bunch of people who may or may not be looking at you, and with a pianist, or usually I do a lot of musicals, with a pianist who does not know you or your music, and you have to trust them to play the 16 or 32 bars of music that you give them, and you stand in front of everybody and you sing, and they say, thank you, and you walk off. It's like the movies, okay? And I do this a lot. And so then I decided, well, that's not enough humiliation for me. I've gotten really good and gotten really, you know, comfortable with the whole onstage auditioning thing. I'm going to move into TV and film. Again. I am over 40. I am black and I am chunky. And I want to go into TV and film. Yeah. So, here's the thing. I'm still really good at it. So, I guess what it comes down to is not everybody may appreciate what it is that I bring to the table, but I know what I bring, and so it's just a matter of finding the right click. C-L-I-C-K, not C-L-I-Q-U-E. Anyway, so just finding the right connection of somebody who sees me and says, you know what? You're really good. I don't care what you look like. You can play whoever. And I have found that on stage, and I just have to find that any out there in the rest of the world. So keep an eye on your television. Keep an eye on your movie screens. And hopefully one of these days, before I'm so old that I'm coming out in a walker, you will see me.